Hi, I'm Becca, and this is my husband, Gabe.
That's me.
Welcome to the podcast celebrating Jack Russell Terrier dogs.
And all the joys of companionship with canines of every kind.
Each week, we'll explore all the heartfelt, humbling, and hilarious stories that only dog parents can truly relate to. We're Jack Russell parents.
Happy almost New Year, puppy parents.
Yes, I can't believe it's almost 2022. And it's time to reflect on the past year and see what we can do to help make this next year better. This brings us to the notorious New Year's resolution.
Ah, yes. And I've made a few resolutions over the years, and I always end up dropping them all together by the end of February. Hey, who wrote this? Well, it's true.
I'm speaking on your behalf. It's true. But I think part of the reason resolutions are so hard to keep is we make them these colossal goals. Like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds.
40.
Well, okay, I'm trying to be polite here. But what does that even mean? How are you going to go about doing that? A better way is just to make really simple and specific plans. So, for example, instead of saying I'm going to lose 20 or 40 pounds, try creating a habit like I'm going to take a walk every day. Once that becomes a habit, then you can add another thing to get to your 20-pound goal, like I'm going to eat more protein for breakfast. You know, you get the idea. So we're creating very specific habits instead of this unattainable goal.
So as puppy parents, we can do the same thing for ourselves and our pups.
Mm-hmm.
Becca, you and I have come up with three ways that we're going to take better care of our pup this year, our puppy parent resolutions.
Yeah. So here are our three puppy parent resolutions. Number one, improved health. Now, I got specific. Don't worry. That in general is too vague. So I'm going to improve Carson's health through the use of supplements. Specifically by giving him an evening puppy probiotic. And I found these really great calming chews for him that just kind of calm his spirit.
Yeah, he's very high strung. That probably leads to scratching and chewing paws. And
yeah, just that anxiety. So that's going to help his mental health, if you will.
Yeah.
Our number two resolution is more enrichment. So we plan to once a month do something with Carson that he's never done before. It can be as simple as going for a walk on a different trail in our neighborhood, one that he's never been on before, just to perk him up.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of enrichment toys that we haven't bought yet, and I want to try them out, like the puzzle ones. And I think you'll really like them.
Absolutely.
He has a birthday coming up.
He does. That would be a great birthday present in February. And our number three puppy parent resolution is to teach him a new trick. And so this year, we taught him to take a bow. Mm. And he learned that real easily.
It was really fast.
Now, what I want to teach him this year, we've already been working on. And he just kind of stares blankly at me when I ask him to pick up his toys. But I found recently something that says the different steps, like take it, and then he picks up the toy. Bring it, he brings it, and then drop it.
Okay.
Right now, I just want to sing the cleanup song and just expect him to bring all the toys like he's Cinderella and mice or something. I don't know. But that's the trick we want to teach him, the pick up your toy trick. And we need to practice that probably for just a few minutes every day.
Good luck and Godspeed to us. It's going to be a long 2022.
I know.
We need you, puppy parents, to hold us accountable for our puppy parent resolution. So feel free to check in with us on social media to see how we're doing, to call us out. And when we have a follow-up Zoomisode in March, we'll let you know how we're doing.
Yes. And finally, we have some awesome puppy parent replies. We asked other puppy parents, what are your New Year resolutions as a puppy parent? And here are your wonderful responses. Julie M. says, kisses, kisses, kisses.
All right. Very simple goals.
Yes. I think that's attainable. More kisses for your pup.
Terry Lee C. says, for Kinsey, their one-year-old Jack, work on, quote, stay, because right now she thinks it means go. Yes. Kira, their three-year-old Jack Chi, for her, they're going to keep building her confidence so she can meet new people and dogs without looking like she has rabies. Oh my gosh.
I love the way. Well,
and finally, Terry says for Chloe, their 12-year-old Doberman cross, more hugs and kisses and living her best retirement life possible. Yeah, 12-year-old for a Doberman is pretty up there. Yeah. So just get her some glucosamine for the joints and.
And lots of hugs and kisses. That's all she needs. That's wonderful. Another Terry, Terry F says they are everything. So love them to death. Yes. More love in 2022. Let's do it.
Sandy O says that my girl and I will get back to walking every day. We have both put on a few extra pounds. Okay. So just a short walk every day. That's an easy goal.
That's fantastic. It's nice and specific. Also, Terry S says spoil them more than we did last year. I think that is a attainable resolution for us all. So thank you, puppy parents, for your sweet replies. If you are a brave puppy parent, set yourself a new year resolution for you and your pups. Not one of us knows exactly what next year holds, but one thing is for sure, we will hold our baby puppies tight. Happy New Year, puppy parents! You know, I found the best way to meet new people is through our mutual love of dogs. People love sharing their dog stories with other puppy parents and introducing their dogs to us and vice versa.
Every time we take Carson for a walk, new friendships are born.
I know, right? Like people cross the street, even come out of their homes to make Carson's acquaintance.
But we can't take him everywhere.
Unfortunately, no. But that's when our Jack Russell parents attire takes effect. Cute holiday prints like fall in love with a Jack Russell. I'm thankful for my Jack Russell. All I want for Christmas is a Jack Russell. And puppies make the season merry and bright are the perfect way to celebrate the season and your adorable pup. So are you a proud puppy parent that wants to connect with other puppy parents? Or do you simply like super cute doggy themed attire to go with your cozy leggings or heavy coat? Either way, we have what you need at the Jack Russell Parents Store.
All our awesome prints come in a variety of t-shirts, hoodies, baby onesies, coffee mugs, and even face masks. Your choice.
To join the doggy squad, check out all the rad merch options at jackrussellparents.com. Simply click on shop at the top and place your order. Happy holidays, puppy parents!
Eleven-year-old Walter just may die of boredom doing the most boring summer ever. While exploring an abandoned garden, Walter discovers a mystical elf world where all dead plants spring to life at his touch. The downtrodden elves think Walter is there to save them with his new life-giving powers to defeat the wicked Ichabod von Schnathook before he sucks everyone's joy dry with his never-ending list of rules. Walter will need to use his best power yet, his imagination. In a dying, oppressed world, one boy has the power to bring freedom and life. Walter Plume and the Dehydrated Imagination will take you and your middle grade reader on a thrilling journey while igniting the depths of your imagination. Boys the Book says, beautiful imagery leads to spectacular world building in this fantasy that will leave the young reader glued to the pages. Relatable characters add to the magic of the story with never a dull moment. Get your magical fingers on a copy of Walter Plume and the Dehydrated Imagination by Rebecca Lynn Morales, now at Amazon.com. Find out more at WalterPlume.com. Let Walter and his story awaken your beautiful and creative imagination.
Did you enjoy this episode? Did you learn from the content? Or did you just have a good, relatable laugh? Well, now what? It's time to subscribe, follow, keep listening, and give a positive review on the Apple Podcast app.
Then share the podcast with other puppy parents. This will allow us to connect you and your friends with fun, dog-loving content week after week. Until next time, this is Becca and Gabe, the Jack Russell parents.
Say bye, Carson.
We'd love to connect with you online at jackrussellparents.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at JRT Podcasts. That's at JRT for Jack Russell Terrier Podcast.
The Jack Russell Parents Podcast is produced by Earball Audio.
Jack Russell Parents is brought to you in part by Super Chewer. From the makers of BarkBox, Super Chewer is a themed monthly delivery of toys and treats made especially for dogs who play harder and demand a challenge. Simply go to jackrussellparents.com and click the Super Chewer link to enjoy their great offers while also supporting our podcast.